Like, oh, Big Fatty said, hello, I'm Blue Sky. He said, say hello to the boys.
So, like, barf out. Gag me with a spoon.
Oh, hello. Tell him I said hello. I tell him I don't know what Blue Sky is. I really don't. Is it Facebook? Like a Facebook
thing? No, like Twitter.
It's Twitter.
It's the non-Elon Musk Twitter.
Yeah.
How do I subscribe to that?
It's an app.
It's very difficult. Actually, you should get on there.
I am on there.
Big Fatty misses you. He would love to see you on Blue Sky.
I don't know how to do it. Let me look.
It's blueskyapp.com or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, Blue Sky
app. Do I go to Google Play?
Yeah. Yes, you can, I think.
And type in Blue Sky. It's a little butterfly.
Yeah, a blue butterfly.
Are you on it?
Yes, yeah. Baron Frosty.
Why is Wine Rage on it? Are you like...
That was a long time ago. What?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, you like that?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4720 of the BFO for Thursday the 12th of March 2026. Y'all, coming up today, say it with me. About my day, more so-so questions, and can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hello, Iceboxes. Big Fatty, is that when you punch a block of ice? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your Iceboxes today, because the NEP, Big Fatty, are there shenanigans? Well, that's just in case.
Shenanigans. Have some fun and play shenanigans.
Now, y'all, I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but y'all, the NEP rents his house from one of the neighbors here. Fat Acres, and y'all, he's been noticing this before we went to Lost Wages. He was noticing that the frigidaire, the icebox, if you will, was not keeping things as cold as possible. And y'all, ever since we've been back from Lost Wages, y'all, he's been like a undercover detective. Y'all, he's been monitoring hourly if the icebox part was staying cool enough, and if the freezer was keeping things frozen. And y'all, it just got to the point where y'all, the sound of bagpipes could be heard in the not so distant. Not far away. And so y'all, on Tuesday, he called his landlord, and they came over and they said, yep, it's the old rugged cross. It's the old Frigidaire has gone over there. Hey, what's wrong with you? I don't know. But anyway, they're getting a new icebox. But y'all are not sure when they'll be able to get it delivered. And excuse me, I did not get a nip-a-nap on hump day. So the NEP tells me, oh, I've got all these things that before I throw them out, I want to just see if you wanted some of them. I said, well, bring them down here. And y'all, all I did was take the stuff and throw it in my freezer and in my Frigidaire. And, you know, once he gets his new Frigidaire, I'll throw this stuff out of my freezer and he can throw it in his new one. So, but anyway, y'all, there's more to this story when we start talking about the coupon. But before we get to all of that, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Hey, today. Today, the 12th of March. Y'all, it's very important to a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all have never met this person, I don't think. Although, Gail and King, last Saturday, they were talking about the high tea with Queen Liz. And y'all, the name Jay came up, saying that the high tea. And y'all, I don't know if it's this Jay or not, because y'all, he lives in Orlando, and y'all, he was on the 20. He had a little airplane as his little picture. And y'all, I don't know if he moved over to the blue sky or not. Big Fatty, who are those people? Blind Time Boys can figure out how to get on the he can. Well, it's true. I don't have a whole lot of I don't touch base with him that much. In fact, I should have looked to see if he's on the ham map. And if not, get on it if you're still listening. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Jay in Orlando. Big Betty, we love Jay in Orlando. We do indeed. So y'all, Jay, if you're out there and you're listening, just send D Lurk and send Big Fatty a little message saying, "Hey, Big Fatty, I'm here." And y'all, if you see Jay, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that if we have too much turbulence, that we don't have to suspend our service to bring him a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, we've got more so-so questions. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll be listening to these things till the cows come home. I didn't know the cows had left home. No, Big Fatty. Also from Miss Bacon says, if you had to KMK, that's kiss, marry, or kill. Y'all, I don't believe kiss is the word that usually is associated with that. But anyway, kiss, marry, or kill. These three people, who would you KMK? Tommy of the Chicago's, Daniel Bieber, who does not do a show alone, or blind guy Jay? You don't want to kill Digger because, you know, he's got to be there for whoever you kill. I think I would probably, it goes without saying, we just have to marry Digger. Big Fatty, that's not going to go over well with T Wiggles. Well, you know, it could be a throuple. And by the way, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. Absolutely a so-so question, because it's not really kiss, marry, kill. But anyway, I would probably have to marry with T Wiggles' permission, of course, Digger, and I'd kiss blind guy Jay. Yes, Big Fatty, you could sneak up behind him. He'd never see you coming. Well, that's probably true. And, you know, as far as killing, you know, I have killed Daniel Bieber many times with kindness, of course. So we'd have to kill Daniel Bieber with kindness, and then if it's just too much and he goes to glory, Digger's right there to take care of things. Y'all, another one here from Miss Bacon. It says, when you go about your day, what kinds of memories pop into your head? Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always loving to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. You know, I feel attacked. I feel attacked that you are insinuating that my memories pop up, I can assure you my memories as Joan Rivers once said, I could use the left one as a stopper in the tub. It hangs so low. One more from Miss Bacon. It's how do you stay positive? Are you on meds? Just kidding, but no, really. Is it a challenge? Well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Well, it's not a call. It's an e-letter. And absolutely a so-so question, but a lovely so-so question. And, when you get to be Big Fatty's age, your own medication. And, and sometimes medication just kind of helps make the day a little happier. But, when you just enjoy your life, and it helps to be retired. It's just a lovely way to stay positive. Yes, Big Fatty, and that you can stick your finger in a light socket. That'll be a positive experience. Well, maybe not so much. Well, we're in such a positive mood sometimes you just have to have the spirited, happy music. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I got me a shirt and got all gussied up, and y'all was off to Shady Pines. Y'all had a lovely evening with the lady I go see. Y'all, I had the special. Y'all, it was a beef stroke me off. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It was absolutely delicious. Y'all, it was a huge plate of food. I ate every bite of it. And y'all, the beef on it was so tender. And the mushrooms and the gravy. And y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And I got home and I caught up on the Jeopardy. You know, I'd missed the Jeopardy. I don't remember why I missed the Jeopardy on Monday, but I missed it. And so I caught up on the Jeopardy and then watched Tuesday night Jeopardy. And headed to bed. I don't know. It was probably about 9:30 or so. It was a little later than normal. And a little difficult falling asleep again. Y'all, it's all weather related. It's all temperature related. Y'all, why I don't just turn the air conditioner on? Y'all, by the way, everything is covered in pollen. And but why I don't turn the air conditioning on, I don't know, except that today, Thursday, y'all, it's supposed to be returning to normal temperatures. Wednesday, we went to 88. I couldn't believe it. Yes, Big Fatty. And got up on hump day morning. Y'all, my newspaper didn't arrive, and so I put a call in and told them to re-deliver it. And had my brufkas. What did I have for brufkas? I just had a sweet roll for brufkas, and had my coffee, did my puzzles. I read the e-paper, and then I was off. I was off to take old Veda to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, and so dropped him off and came back here to the villa, and Fat Acres this morning, because the Nip and I, we were heading out, and I picked up the Nip, and we were off to get Earl Grey washed. Yes, Big Fatty. And believe it or not, Earl Grey was gray again for about an hour. And it's yellow again. But after getting it washed, y'all, We went to the Vonsies. Yes, Big Betty. You hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, y'all went to the Vonsies. Y'all had lots to get. Y'all, some things for an upcoming event this weekend. I'll tell you more about that. Y'all picked up a couple of cans of pineapple juice. They had a charcuterie meat trio of different salamis. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the good big jugs of the pickle juice that I drink. They were on sale for. I picked up a couple of those. Picked up a container of cocktail sauce. Y'all, they had the radish cayennes on sale. Got a bag of those. Y'all, I just got one fried chicken bazoom today, and I had that for my lunch, and then some pickle juice, because, you know, y'all, they had the Vonsies Mikado Ginger Solid Kits on sale. I picked up a couple of those. Y'all picked up a bag of the Honey Gold little bitty potatoes. And y'all, as you know, next to, I say, Tuesday is Saint Fatty's Day. And so, y'all, you got to get your cone beef. Y'all, it's on sale. Y'all, in fact, Big Fatty picked up two of them. We'll have one next week, and then I'll have one for a later time. But I got it while it was on sale. Y'all, they had these new little candy things there in the snack area. And y'all, it was the Skippy chocolate peanut butter bites. And y'all, they were half price. So I said, well, if I'm ever going to try it, y'all, that's the time to try it, is when it's half price. Y'all, they had the good Kerrygold butter in the tubs. Buy one, get one free. So I got that. Pick me up an onion and got me a head of cabbage. Yes, we better gotta have that for St. Fatty's Day. We do indeed. And also, y'all, they had refrigerated blue tree cheese dressing there in the vegetable case. And so I got that. They had the Ben and Jerry's ice cream on sale. So I got 2 pints of that. And y'all had a coupon for Marie Callender deep dish pie shell. So I picked up a 2-pack of those. Y'all, I spent $109.48, but I saved $75.38. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, I got home and put my provisions away, and y'all, they've announced it. They've announced that the Atlanta Braves have their own TV network, and today, Wednesday, was the first day that you could, dear Gussie, sign up for it. And y'all, it doesn't matter. They don't black out it used to be that they would black out, Major League Baseball would black out games if you were in the primary viewing area. Well, the Atlanta Braves new package doesn't do that. Y'all, you get the whole year for $99. And so I immediately signed up for it. And y'all, all of a sudden, I am watching all the spring training games, not just the ones that were on the local channel here. So, y'all, I'm just, yes, Big Fatty, you're just like a pig. And, well, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids were over there at Blind Time. Y'all, they're on their way to Flo Rida. And, Dan, anything you want to say?
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, you like that?
Oh, well, yeah, what you do is you undo your, yes.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.